How to dominate your niche. Today, I was listening to a speech of Pat Flynn. Who is Pat Flynn? He's the owner of a business podcast. And the title of this speech was How to Dominate Your Niche or Your Little Market. And I mean, I wanted to listen it because I know the guy. I know that he understands business. But I was not expecting so much wisdom. And that's why I really want to just try to summarize this 1 hour and a half of his speech and try to give you the nuggets, the wisdom nuggets that you can apply to your freelance career or to whatever you're trying to start now. Before starting, thanks to the sponsor, inglesparacholos.com, and let's start right now. The first thing is, I'm going to give it like quotes. A fan find a fan is a new friend. If a fan find a fan a fanatic. If a fanatic find a new fanatic is a friend. So, how many times you meet a person that is also follower or fanatic of the same singer that you follow? Maybe fanatic of the same of dogs, fanatic of the same cars brand. And hey, we have something in common. I think we can become friends. And why is important to mention this? Because many times people hesitate. People say, why am I going to share my personal life? It's precisely for that reason. Because when you share your personal experiences, and I'm not saying like you have to share everything. You don't have to share, I'm going to the bank, I'm going to with my family to this place at this moment. No, but we need to share some of our stuff so people can feel identified. They can identify with us. What can we share? I mean, what is your favorite singer? Your movie? What movie do you like? Maybe if there is a movie that is coming in the movie theater that you're waiting for that, you can just share people, hey, I'm waiting also for this movie. You will be surprised how many new followers you get and how, even better than getting followers, how you affirm the connection with the people that are already in your platforms. I remember last year when it was San Juan Day, El Día de San Juan, in the jungle, in La Selva, they have a day that is called El Día de San Juan. And that day, you can imagine we eat Juanes. Juanes is like a big block of rice inside a leaf, dentro de una hoja. Each year that I upload a picture of the Juanes, you will be surprised how many people from the jungle add me. Of course, a little homosexual, but it's still a good thing, you know? So always remember, share your interests, and you will be surprised how many new friends and new contacts you can make. The second wisdom nugget, I mean, he didn't say it in this way, but I will try to translate it, is, don't knock more new doors. Try to knock the previous knocked doors. So what happened? We are all the time trying to pitch to new audiences, to new prospects. Hey, buy my thing. Even I do that with my ads. Sometimes I just try to reach new people. But something even better than reaching new people is reaching your current customers, people that already buy you. As you know, a person will buy something that they see 7 or 11 times. So that's why repetition is key. And many times what happens is that people are trying to, as you know, for example, we talk about social media, that was organic content and paid content. We want to throw people in our funnel, in nuestro embudo, okay? You want to throw people to your, I don't know, to Instagram account, your Facebook account, YouTube, TikTok, whatever you use. And from there, you send the people to your website, and maybe from the website to your WhatsApp or in the way that you handle it. So instead of trying to keep sending more people to your Instagram or more people to your website, let's try to optimize your Instagram and optimize your website. Something on Instagram that I realized that is so good is that you can put many links in the bio. Before, you only had a chance to put one link. Now you can put like two or three links. And I have one, for example, that is Inglés para Cholos, another one that is josebalta.com, and another one that is my personal WhatsApp. Sometimes people are not clear in what they want to buy and they just want to contact directly. So that is a way to optimize your Instagram. In the same way, we can try to optimize every platform that we have. So instead of just trying to increase the volume of people coming to our funnel, we can increase the percentage of people that end buying from our funnel. And not only there, once that the person buy, how we can make the person to buy again by offering not only a good service during the product, but also the post-service experience. Now I want to analyze something that he mentioned that is the PP. The PP is not your dick, it's the person to person. But before, friendly reminder, if you want to contact me, Here goes my WhatsApp, +51 9890 2396. Remember, I don't have secretary. I reply every message by myself. So only text me to buy my stuff. So let's go to the PP. If you have studied something about business, you know that there is this B2C, that is business to customer, and business to business. If you sell to the final customer, you are B2C. If you sell to the final client, that is B2C, and if you sell to another business, it's B2B. What is P2P? P2P is people doing business with other people. We are talking maybe a freelancer doing business with another freelancer, maybe a web designer doing business with a doctor, a web designer doing business with a lawyer, un chiropractico doing business with an engineer. So that is P2P. Especially now with social media, personal brands are so fucking important. And here, this guy, Pat Flynn, he dropped like a huge wisdom nugget. And it went like that. It was, if you can define the problem better than the target customer can define the problem itself, you have a higher chance to convert that sale. Why? Because if a person is listening to you, let's say that you are listening now to the podcast or the YouTube channel, and suddenly you feel that I am defining your problem, you will assume that I have the answer. Because if I can define the answer, if I can define the problem, I can define the answer. And most of the time it's true. I believe one of the biggest problems that people have is that they don't find the root of the problem. No encuentran la raíz del problema. They target the wrong root. They try to fix something, but that is not the problem. The problem is deeper. So that's why you want to define the problem better than anybody else if you want to really hook the attention of your potential customers. Now, I want you to enjoy this. I'm so excited because I just finished this podcast. So I wanted to drop all the wisdom here. What can we learn from the video games? He make an analogy with the video games. And he used an interesting game that I used to play a long time ago. I haven't been like a huge fanatic of video games, but I remember Angry Birds. I used to play that shit, Angry Birds. So in the first level of Angry Birds, they give you like 3 birds in the left side, and in the right side, you only have 1 huge green pig. So there is no fucking way that you miss the first level. There is no fucking way. So you start dropping the birds, and when you kill the pig, they give you some points, some rewards. Okay, that is going to hook you. How can we apply that to our business? We need to find the way to reward fast our followers and reward fast our customers. Whenever a person enters to a YouTube video that you create, to a post on social media, to your website, always offer something that they are winning. Within 5 seconds, make the person win. And something that I found out is like, sometimes people just want to share things that make them sell more. And that is kind of a mistake. For example, last 2 videos I was sharing that one of my favorite podcasts is El Chombo. In English, my favorite conspiracy theory podcast is Redacted. So by mentioning this podcast, I'm not sending people to my website, but I'm giving you valuable information that my people are going to value, so are going to appreciate. So that is also important. We need to make our people win if we want them to be hooked with our brand. A phrase that he mentioned that really, really took my attention was, if you want to change a person's life, you need to start by changing a person's day. Another one that I really loved was that he said this, you need to embrace your weirdo. What is your weirdo? Is that random things? We all have like weird stuff that sometimes we hesitate to share them. But are those weird stuff that make us more likable by our people? First, because we look more genuine, more transparent. And second, because in the same way that people are fanatic sometimes of the same stuff and they have the same hobbies, also there are similarities between weirdness. So just to give you an idea, in my case, for example, I don't drink alcohol, and that is kind of weird. So when I go to a reunion, I cannot stay more than 1.5 hours because it becomes boring. After 1.5 hours, it's so fucking boring if you don't drink alcohol. And when I share that with my people, many people who doesn't drink, that are not much, they say, I have the same shit. So also, embrace your weirdo. And we all have like random stuff, you know. I don't know you, but for example, I don't like going to clubs. I don't like traveling that much. So is we are very few the people that have that behavior, but also that is a nice way to hook with people that share the same strange stuff. And we have two extra nuggets, and after that I'm going to include like Uncle Balta tip that is something that I just learned these last days, is that you need to let your people to be right. And this happened, I have seen this with a lot of influencers and also a lot of companies, and even worse with professionals. Sometimes you are talking with a customer and the customer says something that sounds smart or he knows something. But many times the professional that is trying to sell his services, he tried to dilute that the customer knows something because he believed that if the customer feels confidence, now he's not going to hire him. He wants the customer to feel afraid. And that is a terrible mistake. Whenever your customer says something that is true or sounds smart or is the reality, congratulate him. Hey, you know, respect, you know this shit. For example, when I'm talking with a customer about fitness and he talked me about, I don't know, like how to handle the diet, and he told me like real thing, hey, yeah, that's how to handle it. So I give the flowers to the guy. I congrats the guy. We need to do the same. And even better if we can congrats the person in public. So sometimes when someone give me like a nice wisdom nugget, for example, now I mentioned this guy, Pat Flynn, but sometimes the person is just one person from my gym, a person from the gym or a person from my neighborhood. So I mention the name because your people want to be listened and your people want to be seen. Allow your followers, allow your customers also to be hero. And the last thing that he mentioned is remember always to surprise your audience. You'll be if you want to really impact people, it's not just giving a lot of value. It's giving value and sometimes doing things that are random. And I can tell you this by experience. For example, this is going to sound stupid, you know, but after my last surgery, my business has not doubled, but maybe increased in a 60%. Why? Because I just did something so fucking random that it called attention. And if you want to call attention nowadays, you need to be unpredictable. People don't know what you're going to do next. You have to be, whatever they expect less, you will do something. And especially we need to find, and this is something that also Alex Hormozi is talking about, we need to find a way to make non-scalable things scalable. So for example, let's say that you have a person that always buy your products. Maybe just take your cell phone, record a selfie video, say, hey, thank you for buying the products. I really appreciate you. You made our brand be a better brand. Send the video. That's something that is not that scalable because it's your time. But those little details will make the person to retweet that or share that on their Instagram account. So how can we make these things that are very personal scalable? We need to understand that. So far, what I have seen is trying to go in real life to places where all your customers are located. So what kind of customers do you have? Where do they hang up? Let's try to be there in real life. That is the most scalable way to scale non-scalable things. Well, that is basically his speech. The speech lasts like 1 hour and a half, and I just gave you like a summarized, but I highly suggest you to go to the channel Think Media and listen his full speech. His name is Pat Flynn. And one extra thing before wrapping this podcast is something that I have been learning these last days, is that you'll be surprised. We live in an economy that is full of inflation, but always you will find people that are willing to do job for very little money. Why? Because maybe because they like doing the activity, or maybe because they want to learn some skill while doing the activity. I'm going to say just 3 or 4 cases fast, you know? The first one, my neighbor. My neighbor, he's 19 years old and he hates his family. He really hates his family. He can't stand his parents. He can't stand his brothers and sisters. So one of his worst days of the week is Sunday, because there's no fucking excuse to leave the house. There's no institute. There's no, especially in the afternoon, there's no gym. There's nothing to leave the house. So last Sunday, I need someone to walk Armando because the sun was strong. I didn't have a person on Sunday, and it's difficult to find a walker on Sunday. So I text him and I ask him, hey, my friend, would you be able to walk Armando for 20 soles? Now, if you have a walker, you know that more or less average, a worker charges you 15 soles per week during the day, but on Sunday it's very difficult to find, so 20 soles is kind of well paid. And he was so fucking happy. He came running to my house, and he lived like 5 blocks from my house. He came running to my house because he was happy that he had an excuse to leave his house. So now I have an excuse. Please, if you want me next Sunday, just let me know. That was one. The other one is one member of the community, Ingles para Cholos. What happened? I give instruction to all the people, but sometimes you know what happened, that people are distracted. Maybe they had a problem with the girlfriend. They are thinking that the girlfriend is cheating on them. They had a problem with the boss that is a piece of shit. So while I was giving the instruction, maybe they were not paying attention. And what happened is that they are embarrassed to ask me back the same question because I already give the information. I don't mind repeating the thing, but they are embarrassed. So I was thinking, there must be a way to create this redundancy. So how can we do this? So they receive the information from me and then another layer of information. And I hire one of my customers that has now an intermediate level. It was basic when he started. He is helping people with instructions. So if someone is lost, they can come with me or they can go with him. So if they didn't pay attention, they have like double chance now to pay attention. And one extra, and this is my case, I have a friend, he's a seller in Suzuki, the cars brand Suzuki, and he's trying to look for customers. He texts me, he said that he liked my YouTube channel. By the way, I'm a Suzuki seller. And I told him, oh, I like the car Jimmy. So I told him, if you want, you can bring the car here to my house and we do a test drive and I upload the video to my social media and I can tag you. He asked me, how much are you going to charge me? Usually an influencer with less followers than me, they will charge like 400 soles for that thing. 400, 500 soles. I told him, I can do it for free because I really like the Jimmy. And he was so fucking happy. And that is the thing. Sometimes people want to do it because they like the activity, they want to learn, they want to escape from their house, they don't have nothing else to do, they are close to your location. That happened with a woman also here. There is a woman that is a seller here in the market, and sometimes she comes to my house and she charged me very little for the cha-cha-cha just because she lived 2 blocks from my house. So location, interest, skills always are excuses to find cheap labor. And you are not exploiting the other person because you are making a favor. You are giving a favor to the other person by giving the opportunity to do something that they need or they like in exchange from some extra money. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to text me, +51 989 20 2396.